This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The summer home buying season is well underway, and those in the business hope it's a turning point for the local real estate market. GLT's Ryan Denham talked to buyers, sellers, realtors, and loan officers to get a checkup on the housing market. They say there are signs a cloud of uncertainty hanging over the market is starting to lift.
You know what's not good for a real estate market? A ton of uncertainty about the market's biggest employer. That was the story during the first 6 months of 2018, as rumors swirled about State Farm and its plans to shed or relocate hundreds of Bloomington Normal employees. Bloomington Normal Association of Realtors President John Armstrong says 2018 got off to a slow start.
One of the biggest reasons was we had a little bit of unrest in the community. Is my job safe? You know, I don't really want to be making this move, not knowing what my future is. And I think a lot of people kind of sat on the fence for the first 6 months of the year. A lot of these folks were notified that they're safe towards the end of June.
Uncertainty surrounding State Farm was one of the biggest pressures on the Twin City housing market during the first half of the year. Sales are down 10% through May, and average prices are down 2% too, according to the Association of Realtors. While cheaper homes are selling fast to first-time buyers, those in the industry say the market is soft in the higher price ranges, above $250,000. Prices are dropping on those more expensive homes. New construction has largely dried up. Keith Thompson is a senior loan officer at MSI in Bloomington.
We used to be in this thing we called the bubble because we had State Farm and ISU and Mitsubishi, and you know, we had great employers that kept the market rolling, and State Farm being of course by far the major one. We were always in that bubble that things were going well no matter what, and that's just not the case at the moment.
Realtor John Armstrong agrees.
We're all hearing stories about, you know, I heard this person who bought a house for $650,000 and now they're selling it for $550,000 4 years later. Those stories are out there. Those are true stories that happens, and you can find that information out on Zillow. And you know, when you look at the upper end of our market, chances are they probably didn't go up in value if they were purchased in the last 10 years. And the upper end definitely has taken a hit, and that's because we don't have the jobs in Bloomington Normal to support that upper end of the market. I mean, so the prices have kind of, I like to say they've corrected. They've gone down to what's affordable for a person. They've corrected themselves.
Last year was a bit of a different story. That's when the average price of an existing home sold in the Bloomington Normal market rose 4% to $168,000. This year, average prices are down slightly, around $163,000. 2017's rising prices were unusual and were not likely to continue this year. That's according to Mike Doherty, an Illinois Farm Bureau economist who's studied the local economy.
And I'm skeptical because of seeing the decline in the labor force numbers. We just, you know, we've got fewer people in the labor force, and our employment numbers are not bouncing back to higher levels. So it's kind of hard to imagine where would future gains in those housing prices come from.
That said, Doherty doubted that State Farm's job cuts would have a significant negative impact on the overall housing market. He spoke to GLT's Charlie Schlenker this spring.
I would think it would soften it just a little bit, but you know, the net change in jobs is in the hundreds, so a pretty small percentage of our total labor force. We've got 90,000 people working here in Bloomington Normal.
State Farm uncertainty has lessened in recent weeks, Armstrong says, noting a period in late June when a lot of people found out their jobs were safe or not. During a three-week stretch from June 20th to July 11th, Armstrong says 199 homes were sold. It's a significant increase from the 162 sold during that same period last year. Sales numbers for June, typically one of the busiest months of the year, are expected to be released this week. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can see more housing sales data in an interactive graphic on our website, wglt.org.